Ameritrade, the discount online broker, announced yesterday that it's laying off about 10% of its workforce. Other dot-coms in Silicon Valley this week are expected to announce similar layoffs. But many businesses that are not in trouble also are cutting jobs. The companies are anticipating tougher times, so they've decided to take action now. Some analysts say these early layoffs are a good idea. Others are not so sure. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Employers see lots of signs of a weakening economy. Consumers are more reluctant to spend than they were at the beginning of last year, especially on big-ticket items. The downward trend in the stock market has many consumers and employers edgy about the future. And despite last week's interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve, many economists are sticking with predictions of a decline in overall corporate profits this year. Taken together, these signs are convincing many employers that they need to get ahead of the curve and axe jobs now. That's occurring faster than usual, according to Neil Sose, chief economist at Credit Suisse First Boston in New York.
Current technology have allowed storekeepers to know what's selling and what's not much faster than they ever did before, and to convey that information back to producers more quickly than ever before. And producers, of course, knowing that business is slowing, are taking more prompt action to protect their businesses. One of those actions is to reduce their usage of labor.
Joyce Joya, an international employment consultant with the Herman Group of Greensboro, North Carolina, takes a different tact. While the slowdown is clearly evident in some industries, Joya says many businesses are shooting themselves in the foot with their rush toward layoffs.
Companies are fearing what's coming and attempting to prepare for it. And in fact, the significantly reduced orders are not here yet.
The problem with job cuts, Joya says, is that if the slowdown lasts only 6 months or so, many of these companies won't be able to get their workers back.
What we expect is that these layoffs will result in a giant sucking sound as these workers are scooped up by employers who are so anxious to have them.
After all, Joya says, we do still have a tight labor market. Human resource experts contend that when you add up severance pay, the cost to hire, train, and integrate new people, layoffs are more expensive than corporate executives realize. Investment counselor and author Harry Dent echoes that sentiment. His demographics-based analysis tells him layoffs should be carried out with caution.
Basically, the baby boomers are determining the spending trends, and we do not see any type of prolonged downturn. We don't think a recession is likely, number one, and we think whatever slowdown here probably won't last past the first half of this year.
Instead of cutting back on training, information technology, and jobs, as companies are starting to do, Dent says employers should be preparing for the coming upturn in the economy.
I'd rather be retraining people I have for higher tasks that we see needing. I'd rather be spending money to further automate and improve our technology and information systems. I'd rather be spending more money to develop new products in this slowdown, because the easiest time to gain market share is when you're coming out of a slowdown, and most companies are still sluggish.
Dent concedes that his is a contrarian approach. Most Wall Street analysts will likely consider that protecting corporate profits, including through layoffs, is the best way to protect jobs in the long run. David Malpas, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.